And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is secrets. Each of my guests is giving away secrets about his or her topic. My next guest is an expert in on achieving goals. She will give us 5 steps to be a conscious creator in our own lives from her book titled Reach for Your Dreams. And if you want to join in the conversation or ask a question, call us at 639-0008. And we still have 2 sandwiches or 2 salads to give away. We've had 2 callers, but not the third. Somebody else who calls in at 639-0008, that will push it over the balance, and you will be the winner of 2 sandwiches or 2 salads to Urbane Cafe. My next guest, Alice Chan, is an inspirational author, a speaker, a coach, and a devoted practitioner and teacher of conscious living principles. She loves helping others recognize the powerful creators that they are. She coaches others to leverage both their left brain, their yang side, and their right brain, their yin side, to create the experience they want instead of reaching through life as victims and being subject to circumstances. Alice was born in Hong Kong. She was raised in Macau. She left her childhood home in 1986 to start college in Hawaii at the age of 16 years old. Alice has been a professor at Cornell University. She's also served as a market researcher and business consultant for more than a decade. She holds a BA and an MA in communications from the University of Hawaii at Manoa, and she has a PhD in communication arts and sciences mass media from Michigan State University. Joining us from Northern California. Hi, Alice. How are you today?
I'm excellent. How are you doing?
Well, I am doing terrific. Thank you for being a guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. And I guess the first place to start for you is here. Why do so few people reach and realize their dreams? What constraints are holding us back?
Okay. In a nutshell, there are 2 things usually from my experience of talking with people. First of all, a lot of people don't know what they want. Surprising as that may seem, they have a very good idea of what they don't want, but they don't really have a good idea of their dreams.
Ah.
So that's barrier number one. Barrier number two, typically, is we are not even aware of all the different messages we carry around with us that says we cannot. Basically, more than 95% of the time, what we do, what we say, how we react to things goes on autopilot. And that comes from our subconscious mind that has programming that has been built up since we were kids, from the time people tell us, no, you can't do that, no, you can't do that, that's not a good idea, that's stupid. And we accumulate this programming, and that affects how we approach our life as adults.
Wow, 95% of our time we're on autopilot doing this unconsciously, and we don't know what it is we want. Well, that sounds like a prescription for failure if I have ever heard one. So, Alice, your book is an acronym, Reach for Your Dreams, where REACH, R-E-A-C-H, is the acronym. So let's dive into it, and let's take a look at your acronym, starting with the first letter R. What does R stand for, and how do we identify, unlock, and release some of the unlimiting beliefs that we have?
Great. So R stands for release, and as the word may suggest, it's basically releasing all this programming I just alluded to that resides in our subconscious mind that runs our lives 95% or more of the time. And so it may sound like a very daunting task, but it really isn't. And obviously, I go into a lot more detail in Chapter 2 of my book, but here are some, you know, practical tips. Basically, you can just start with every day paying attention to what irritates you about other people, because what that really does is it triggers within you things you have been programmed to believe. So, for instance, if you think of something that you want to do and somebody says, hey, you can't do that, you're not educated enough to do that, or, you know, you don't have the experience to do that, and then what do? We would say, oh, yeah, they're right. But is it really? So that's really a point for you to notice, you know, some of these limiting beliefs.
All right. Now, I was driving here on the freeway and somebody cut me off, and that was very irritating to me. So what is that telling me about, or what are my limiting beliefs about that person cutting me off on the freeway, Alice?
So first of all, I'll ask you, why do you think you got irritated?
Why do I think? Well, because I was late for coming here to the studio, of course.
Okay. So what does that say about, you know, being late?
What does that say?
Why is it a bad thing?
I should have left earlier. Why is that a bad thing? Because my show starts promptly at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ.
Okay. So that is an example of you having been programmed to believe that being on time is important, and obviously in some cases it is true, but in other cases it will be a moment to pause and think, okay, where did I get that? Why did I automatically accept that as the way that I should live my life?
Ah, all right, great. Our guest is Alice Chan. We're talking about her book, Reach for Your Dreams, 5 Steps to Be a Conscious Creator in Your Life, and she's helping me to be more conscious about being on time here at the studio. Go on, Alice. Go ahead with R, release.
I think, you know, the gist of it is really just becoming aware of the things that we don't typically pay attention to. You can also really start with a very simple exercise of, you know, when was the last time you had a substantive conversation with a friend, a colleague, or a family member? And just write down what the conversation was about. And is it about something that's good going on in your life? Is it something that, you know, you would like to do but don't feel like you can do? Just replay that tape or even write it down. And then look at what came up for you when you were in that conversation. What did you hear? What others say to you and how you react to them, and then start looking at where did these messages come from?
Wow.
And are they even true in my life anymore? So those are a couple of very practical things that you can start doing even now.
They are very practical. My guest is Alice Chan. Her book is Reach for Your Dreams, where REACH is an acronym. So that brings us to E, envision. Talk to us about envisioning.
Okay, envision is a very right brain concept in my book, and that is really getting in touch with our intuitive wisdom. We all have it. We may not talk about it. We may not have been trained how to do it, but it's basically as simple as getting really quiet and turning off our logical brain for just a few moments. Now, everybody has heard of Einstein, right?
Right.
Einstein says we cannot solve a problem by staying at the consciousness that created the problem. So in lay people terms, it's if you think like the way a problem is created, you're not going to solve it. So how does this relate to envision? Most of us, as I was saying at the beginning of this call, don't know what we want. So we keep thinking about, I hate my job, my life is, I'm burdened by debt, I don't have the body that I want, and that's where we keep our consciousness. We keep replaying that in our consciousness. So this envision step is really about, okay, start with 5 minutes, starting today, I'm going to consciously take a step back and see myself in that perfect job, see myself in that perfect body, and see myself in whatever it is that I think I want.
All right.
So that's starting to train our consciousness to pay attention to something other than the current conditions that we don't want.
Oh, that's very good advice. My guess is Alice Chan. So, Alice, that brings us to A, which stands for ACT. And big shout-out to Gerald, a longtime listener. Gerald acted quickly, and he got the 2 sandwiches or 2 salads from Urbane Cafe. Gerald, thanks for being a loyal listener. I'll get those certificates to you in the mail. Now, back to you, Alice. So, A for ACT.
Okay, ACT. This is bringing left brain back into the equation. A lot of us, especially in the Western world, has been very well schooled into setting goals and taking action.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking this one step further in chapter 4 of my book, and there's actually a whole template in the book in that chapter 2, and that's to help someone break down something that can be really huge, such as a dream. You know, I don't like my career right now. I want a better career, but it seems so daunting to think about the whole thing. Where do I even start? And so this whole idea of ACT is being very purposeful about identifying what it is that you want and then breaking it down into bite-sized chunks that are really specific, something I can do today, something that I can do within this week, and something that I can do within this month, and so that we pay attention to that short-term goal that eventually will add up to that big dream that we want. And so that's basically what ACT is all about.
All right. Now, in your book, Alice, you do a great job of differentiating between busy action and directed action. What are the differences between busy action and directed action, and how can we apply those in our lives?
I am so glad you asked that question, Billy. So busy action, I think we can all relate to this. How many of us get in the morning, we're getting going, oh my gosh, I'm running late, you know, I got to drop off the kids, I got to go to this meeting, I got to run to, you know, pick up my dry cleaning, you know, so forth and so on. And then added on top of that, we have, you know, social media and all these other things calling our attention. And so it's back to what I was saying at the beginning of the call, that we start reacting to life in autopilot. And so life is life. We cannot ignore our kids. We cannot ignore our responsibilities.
Right.
But it's, again, trying to be mindful. Take 5 minutes at the beginning of your day. You know, wake up 5 minutes earlier and sit in the quiet and set an intention for what you want to accomplish for the day. And realize, when I go into this meeting, this really important meeting I have today, what is it that I want to bring to the table? Why is this important to me? And so when we just take a couple of things every day that we're trying to do, especially if they relate to reaching our dreams, and be very mindful of why we want to do this, and we act on the plan, you know, in the act chapter, we want to go into it with that purpose rather than just spending all our time reacting to busy actions in life.
All right. My guest is Alice Chan, and she's teaching us how to reach our dreams with her acronym REACH. That brings us to the C letter, which stands for celebrate. How do we celebrate this, Alice?
This is one of my favorite parts of the book. This is really the part about paying attention to what is good in our lives. Again, it relates to, you know, this is all building up to a whole perspective, right? So many of us, especially when things are not going so well in our lives, we tend to focus all our energy kind of dwelling in that. And what is really powerful about countering that is really taking a few minutes every day to notice what's good in our lives, whether it's the blue sky overhead, or when you take a moment out of your busy day to go out for a walk and just breathe in fresh air and taking notice of that. What that does is that, again, it trains your subconscious to focus on the good things that are going on in our life, so that you're more likely to pay attention to the good, and it supports your belief system that the life that you have is not just the difficult conditions that you're facing, but that you're building that support for the dream that you're starting to envision and the actions that you're taking.
All right, and that's great on the day-to-day practical level, Alice, but talk to me about celebration when we actually hit one of those goals, we meet a milestone. How should we celebrate? How should we act then?
Okay, I'm glad you asked that. In fact, for the ACT plan that I mentioned in my chapter 4, there is a column that's specifically for celebrate. When we have a specific goal that we set for ourselves, how do we celebrate achieving that? And it could be really as simple as going out to dinner with a friend or your spouse, or getting yourself, you know, a smoothie as a special treat. It doesn't have to be something huge, although you can make it huge. Like, for instance, lately I had a celebration party with my friends for my book. So, you know, I do practice what I teach here. The idea here is not to go all out unless you want to regularly train your subconscious mind to understand that I am making progress towards my dreams. So you can decide whatever it is that is meaningful to you for celebration.
All right. My guest is Alice Chan. And Alice, the last letter is H for honor. Talk to us about honor. How does that complete the acronym?
Okay. Honor is by far my favorite step in reach. And that is really for us to look at what we have done in our lives, even if it is not currently where we want them to be. A lot of us are really harsh on the decisions and actions we have taken before in our lives. And I'll give you an example. In one of my workshops, there's a very talented lady who is a beautiful artist, but she had it locked in her head that she is not an artist, because she's not selling her art. And so she cannot get past that self-judgment. And so honor is all about really seeing how what you have done in your life and how you have seen yourself that's limiting where you're going. So for me personally, you may say, you know, you've been a professor, you've been a consultant, you know, how does this all work? I will tell you that for many years when I was, especially in the consulting world, I hated myself for not doing something that I thought I was put on this earth to do. And until I realized that all the things I was doing as a consultant was about helping people, was about building my abilities to relate to people, and that's exactly setting me on the right path right now, which is my mission in life is to help people live passionately and joyfully. And all the things that I've done as a consultant actually build up my toolkit to fulfill this purpose. But until I see that, I continue to judge myself. So honor is all about what lenses am I looking through to see my life and to judge decisions I have made. If I take off those glasses and put on different glasses to look, oh, you know, for the last 30 years of my life, these things were not random. They actually helped me go forth toward my dreams. And these are the ways that those actions and decisions actually help me get there.
And your book is helping people. My guest has been Alice Chan, author of the book Reach Your Goals, 5 Steps to Be a Conscious Creator in Your Life. Alice, if people want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Sure. The first place is definitely my website is dralicechan.com. That's dralicechan.com. There you can read a little bit about more about Reach. There's a free gift for anybody who goes there. There is a place for you to order the book, too, if you so desire. And obviously, if you want to just get the book, you can also go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, and also your local bookseller.
And our local bookstore, like Bank of Books, 2 locations to service, 748 East Main Street and 2682 East Main Street. Alice, you've been a delightful guest. Thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much. I had a great time. Oh, have a great day.
Thanks, Alice, and you do the same thing.